This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And today, we don't have an episode this week, guys, so we get a one-week break. It feels like it's been forever since we haven't had an episode, but we decided we're going to take the time to kind of run through some guys from Michelle's season that either caught our eye or whatever it is we think is going to go far, whatever it is, we're going to run through some guys from Michelle's season. But before we do that, let's kind of talk a little bit about this last weekend, what we got coming up, and some other stuff going on in Bachelor Nation. Let's see, we're in Chicago this weekend. That's not true. Not the whole weekend. We had actually had a pretty crazy weekend, dude. Bit of a shit show weekend. We started out, flew out to Chicago Friday, played out over at Bounce. Always a good time at Bounce Chicago.
Yeah, it's second home. Chicago is really, we're spending a lot of time there.
Yeah, we are because we're back there in 2 weeks.
Such a great city, though.
Yeah, Chicago's amazing. And it was so nice.
Beautiful.
Chicago still has incredible weather. Yeah, it's like been super nice. But as usual, it was cool to see everybody. You know, we got to see some old friends and stuff. Fortunately, not a lot of people could make it out. Everybody's all wifed up now, you know? Joe's all wifed up now. Kenny's wifed up. So we weren't able to really see too many people.
Couple goals.
Yeah. But fun night out there and Bounce, Chicago. Nice little turnout. Then from there, that's where it got weird. So we Ubered from Chicago up to
Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee. We Ubered everywhere
in Milwaukee. Yeah. We were all over, man. We were in Wisconsin. Kenosha and Racine, Wisconsin, because I played a little gig for Carthage College. Shout out to Carthage College. Fun night. It was an interesting event. It was like, so obviously for the last couple of years, you know, quarantine's been brutal, or not quarantine, sorry, like COVID. So a couple classes they didn't get to have. They're like, I don't know. It was like homecoming, basically. It was homecoming week. But obviously last year they weren't able to do it, any kind of parties or any kind of dance. So I just DJed kind of like a college homecoming dance. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a mix between college and high school. I felt so awkward standing there. I was like, man, I got to go stand off to the side here. I'm a little too old. I was like, I'm going to get the cops caught on me.
You like you're 50, bro.
In that room, I was.
Guys, he's not that old.
But standing there.
Agreed.
I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the way those college gigs are. So, but it was fun. Shout out to Carthage College. They cheered us awesome. I got some freaking amazing sweatpants and sweatshirts out of it. So it was a cool night. But then that's where it got interesting because then we Ubered to Milwaukee, got some hotels out there. But then Southwest
canceled 2,200
flights. 2,200
flights. Nationwide.
Yeah. 2,200 flights canceled on Sunday. So we got
stuck. And we were one of them.
Yeah, we were one of them. Luckily, I woke up early enough in the morning and I looked and I was like, wait a minute, why the fuck is our flight canceled? And we were able to jump on some United flight later that night, but that was expensive to say the least. So we get some. I'm working on it right now with Southwest. I've been in contact with them. So that was interesting. We almost got stuck in Milwaukee, which actually, honestly, Eric, you've partied in Milwaukee before. You've had a good time in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I like Milwaukee.
I never have. So eventually I want to make it back there to Milwaukee because I'd love to see the city. I've heard amazing.
I was ready to get out of there though, with all the traveling that we have coming up. It's like, I want to go home.
Yes. The rest of our year is wild.
Got laundry to do.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. The rest of our year is wild. We're headed to San Diego, baby. One of our favorite cities in the country for Blended Fest.
And now Southwest wants to do that this weekend. I'm good with it because I don't mind an extra day or two in San Diego.
Yeah. Except then we leave again the next weekend in New York. So we still got quite a bit of travel.
No, we're back in Chicago.
Chicago, then New York. Holy shit, you're right.
Then Denver, then New York.
Yeah. So we've got, I mean, I think we officially like 8 cities this month. So really busy month, but looking forward to San Diego. Like I've had this circled on the calendar since it was booked. I mean, not only a Blended Festival is amazing and to begin with, but then to have one in San Diego where we have a ton of friends. Not only from Bachelor Nation, but just, you know, in general, it's going to be a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to, like, we get in a day early. So we were talking about jet skiing. So
yeah,
let's go hit that water a little bit on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to make the most of it for sure.
Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, we haven't been out there since the Santa Crawl, right?
Yeah, which was 19.
That was epic.
Was that December 19, 2019, I think? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, we just missed that city. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a fun time. So I think that's kind of what we got going on. Anything about your nation we should chat about?
Well, I mean, before we get into this recap, obviously we're going to go over, like Blake said, a few of Michelle's contestants. But before then, there's been a lot of hype around one contestant on Clayton's new season, Gabby.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, I love Dean, love you, love Gabby.
Eric knows us all.
But here we go again. Apparently, you know them all too very well.
Yeah.
So any history between you and Gabby in the past?
So let's just put it this way. Me and Dean tend to somehow...
You guys like to dip your toes in the same water.
We like the same girls, man. So I didn't know Dean until obviously like 2000... That would have been 18. But Gabby was a good friend of one of my very good friends from college. They were roommates. So I met Gabby like way, you know, long before I was on The Bachelorette. Like, I want to say maybe 2000, gosh, 15 or 16. We hung out for a little bit. So I know her very well. And Dean, I don't know how it came up, but one time me and Dean were sitting there. I think we were in Buffalo and he mentioned Gabby. And I was like, how do you know Gabby? And he was like, dude, she was like my girl in college. Like, we were in love and blah, 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 you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I know Gabby. We hung out for a couple months. Like, it's just crazy how me and Dean somehow get, you know, more exes in Bachelor Nation. Like, great for us, you know? Like, but I will say, as Dean said on his podcast, he thinks she's going to go really far. And I do too. You've actually met Gabby as well. You know Gabby.
Oh,
you've,
yeah.
You've hung with her a couple times.
Yeah, because obviously, like, my history with the NFL stuff. So, like, she was a Denver Bronco cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Know her through other mutual cheerleader friends. I totally agree with Dean. Like, she's fun. She's awesome. It's going to be really hard for America not to like her. So, I think as well she's going to go very far.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I agree with Dean. And the biggest thing, I think, she's fun. She is a very outgoing personality, very loud. Like, she's, you know, she's in, when she walks in a room, you know, she's in a room. And now you never know if the lead is going to be into something like that. You never know, you know, if they like the more shy, quiet type, or they like the loud, outgoing type. But she's definitely very loud, very outgoing. She has a lot of friends. So if Clayton's into that, I see her getting to hometowns for sure. She's a beautiful woman. And I agree with, they're going to have, you know what their storyline is going to be. They're going to have the football player cheerleader storyline, like all the, like we talked about going back to the roots, man, that is like the roots. So I wouldn't be shocked, man, if she's F2.
Your host now is an ex-football player.
Ex-football player, Jesse Palmer, you're so right. I would not be shocked.
This is Varsity Blues all over again.
Seriously, like we're going back to
I want to see Gabby come out in a whipped cream bikini. I'm just kidding.
Dude, that's a good Varsity Blue right there though. That was a good callback. I love that movie so much. Listen, I wouldn't be shocked if she's, for sure, hometowns makes it maybe even top two. Yeah, maybe even Bachelorette, man.
How funny is it that we are talking about a contestant on the next Bachelor, and we're about to probably talk about that Bachelor right now of Michelle's season.
Yeah, it is super weird. So let's get into it. Yeah, I just hate that me and Dean now, for some reason, have another. She's not exactly my ex, obviously. She's way more Dean's ex, but it's just funny. Me and Dean, I DM'd Dean. I was like, man, what the fuck?
Here we go. Just have good taste.
Jeez, man. I swear, man. I've had women who I've dated in the past. They reach out to me and be like, hey, a producer from The Bachelor reached me. I swear they're in my follows. They go to my follows and they see who I follow and they reach out to them. I swear to God. We'll be right back. Let's get into Michelle's season, man. And I think you picked some of your faves, right? You picked some of your faves or...
Yeah, I just randomly picked 15, 16 guys that we'll talk about. No idea where they're going, how far they're lasting.
Yeah, we're pretty unspoiled. So this is kind of off the cuff, more or less.
Well, I guess let's just start with NFL here. We'll go with the first pick.
Okay.
Brian Witzman, 30 years old, former NFL offensive lineman from Holton, Wisconsin, who we actually met this weekend and spent some time with in Chicago.
We did.
Who showed up to bounce.
Yep.
He was on the Super Bowl Chiefs winning team a couple years ago. Great guy. Monstrous.
Huge. That was the first thing. Well, I thought you were fucking with me. Like, he was like, both of you were like, yeah, you know, he's like, he's coming, you know, he's on this season. I thought you were fucking with me because I saw his Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl ring and his size. He is one of the more massive humans I've ever seen in person. Like, he's tall. He's got to be like, what, how tall? 6'6", probably?
Six, seven, maybe. I mean, he's
and
monstrous.
Broad shoulder. I mean, if you're a Super Bowl winning offensive lineman, you're a big human being.
How far do you think he has a shot?
So the only reason I'll say yes is because I think Michelle likes athletes. I think that's going to be a theme throughout. She's very athletic. She's very tall. So I think that's going to be a theme, and she likes tall, athletic men. So possibly, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So moving on, we will now go to Brandon Jones, 26, from Portland, Oregon. Big time hooper, likes J. Cole, and once hopped on stage with Lil Wayne and Drake. I wonder how far he got on stage, actually, without security destroying him.
That's pretty funny. So I'm looking at his picture. He's a traveling nurse recruiter. What is that? I don't know what that means. Traveling nurse recruiter?
I think he tries to staff hospitals, probably.
Oh, okay. You're probably right. Yeah, he staffs. Okay. So he's in healthcare. Pretty cool. 26. He's one of the younger. It's actually an older cast, you guys. So he's actually, I think, the youngest, if not one of the younger ones for sure. Good looking guy. Doesn't really jump out at me off the page. But he's an athlete. Again, another theme. I think we're going to see a lot. He's an athlete. Someone he's a hooper, too, of all things. So you never know. Maybe she'll be into his athletic ability. He's a good looking guy. So we'll see.
All right. Moving forward, Malik Johnson, 36, James Hill, Jamaica. Believe he now is in San Diego and has a 8-year-old son and hates frogs.
8-year-old son. Okay, so an older guy, 36, older Jamaican. I wonder if he's like full Jamaican. Like, are we talking like, are we gonna have an accent? I love a good accent. I love a good accent. And an 8-year-old son. So that'll be. I wonder how many. Are there a bunch of fathers? I don't think there are. I think there's two.
I think
fathers.
There's a couple.
Is there a couple? Yeah. So that's interesting. Obviously, Michelle's good with kids. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. She's an elementary school teacher, right?
I think that's probably right around that age group too.
Yeah, exactly. So she's good with kids. So that'll be interesting to see. I can't remember off the top of my head if she talked on that season about how many kids she wants or if she's willing to, you know, either adopt or have, you know, stepkids, stepson, stepdaughter. So that'll be an interesting dynamic. Another good looking guy. And Jamaican. Hey, listen, anybody with an accent makes it far. They're charming usually most of the time. So I could see him making it pretty far.
Daniel Tully, 26, Austin, Texas, firefighter. In his free time, he enjoys playing sports, swimming, hiking, and biking, as well as being an uncle to his 4 nieces. How do you not like that already?
I was going to say, and he's a good-looking guy. Firefighter, man. They're always lady killers. We're in Austin, Texas, too. Where is Michelle right now?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Yeah. But I tell you what, Austin's obviously on the list that I think I would move. And I think a lot of people think that. So him living in Austin, Texas is pretty cool. Again, another athletic guy. I mean, not only obviously he says he likes sports, but you do have to be pretty athletic to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably fit. Most of these guys are fit, but I bet as a firefighter, he's very fit. I like him, actually, guys. I think, obviously, we don't know much about these guys.
We know nothing.
Not literally nothing. But it says he's ready to settle down, and he has his 4 nieces, so, you know, he's good with kids, or at least has experience with kids. You know what? I might see him making it pretty far. I see him making at least top, like, 9 or 8.
All right. I think this might be the oldest gentleman in the group this year. LT Murray, 38, from Bellevue, Washington. Yoga guru, very fulfilled. Professionally and in his family life, just missing someone to share it with who loves his 2 Savannah cats and lives for a good spin class.
38. That is pretty old, at least for the show. Not in my 38 year olds, don't come at me, but for the show, that is old. So, I mean, listen, this is, I'm about to stereotype literally every yogi ever, but like when I think of a yoga guru, I think of somebody who's like very, I don't know, hippie. Like, I have to say, like, I feel like he's gonna be a little, you know, like
he's gonna come in with his crystals and beads.
Yeah, exactly. Now I could be completely wrong, guys, but that's just how I feel. He's in Washington. He's a romantic at heart. Again, good looking guy. I'm always interested when you're older. If you're older and you're coming on The Bachelorette, it's like for men and women, it's like, you know, why don't you necessarily, are you with anybody? And that's, I mean, that I'm talking for myself too. Like, I'm sure people, like, you're 32. You know, like, what the fuck? Why don't you at least have a...
I'm personally offended by that comment.
I know. I knew you would be, but I've just offended myself because why are you not, though? So it'll be interesting to see if maybe, you know, what his relationship with past relationships are like. I don't know. I don't necessarily see if I'll see him going too far. I don't know if that's Michelle's type or not.
So night one-er?
All right. It's a first night one-er. I'll say that. First night one-er. First night one-er. I'm calling LT night one-er.
All right.
I feel like I'm going to be way off, man, on some of these. Fuck, I hate that.
Edward, I'm going to butcher this, Naranjo, 27, Los Angeles wellness coach, outgoing, optimistic, and self-proclaimed amazing wingman who one day dreams of visiting Disney World.
He's lived in LA and he's never visited
right?
Disney World's in Orlando, though. Disneyland is in California. So maybe that's what it is.
I'm horrible with that.
I think that's what it is. All right. So look at this guy's photo. From LA, he's got the long, like, surfer boy hair. He's got a little chain going. I just see this guy. He's a wellness coach. He is full LA, baby. We are talking Southern Cali.
He wants somebody who's emotionally articulate and have a healthy appetite for learning and personal growth. I mean, that does sound like Michelle. So we'll see. I don't know. Again, I don't know if I see him going too far. I don't know why, guys, that I could be completely off, but I'd see this guy being in some drama. That's weird. I don't know why. Just looking at him. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I see Edward getting in some drama this season. Again, that's based off nothing. But I don't know. Just looking at his picture, he looks like he could be in some drama.
Chris Sutton, 29, Hollywood, California, commodities broker. No idea what that is.
I don't either. Sounds smart, though, or important.
Cali Beach Boy, ready to find love, gives a mean blue steel face, and burnt pizza really makes him mad.
Ooh, okay. First of all, phenomenal jawline. Phenomenal jawline. He's got a good looking, got a good head of hair.
Flowing locks.
Great lettuce, great head of lettuce. Chiseled jawline from West Hollywood. Good blue steel face. This guy's pretty good looking. I see him going pretty far. Again, a commodities broker. That's finance, right? It's finance of some kind. 28, it's a good age. I see this guy going pretty far, guys. I see him in the top six.
Wow.
Yeah, so Chris, I see him going pretty far.
Brandon Kiefer, 29, Austin, another Austin, Texas. Okay. Brand manager, Southern gentleman who hasn't found the right one. He is looking for playful and feisty to cha-cha slide with.
Looking at his picture here, good beard, another good head of lettuce. Doesn't jump. Honestly, again, from his picture, he looks just like a nice, normal guy. Like nothing really, there's nothing wrong with that, but nothing really jumps out at me.
Normal doesn't work, doesn't make good television.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. He's not going to make great television, so I don't know if I see, unless Michelle really likes him, I don't see him staying around a super long time. This is a second, I'm going to say night warner. We'll say he's a night warner. The fact that he always buys travel insurance, that says a lot about a man. he doesn't take many risks. I'm going to say a night warner.
This guy you probably do not want to upset if he digs into your finances. Spencer Williams, 26, from Cleveland, Ohio, financial crimes analyst.
Whoa.
He has a son who is the inspiration of his life, loves spending time in the hot tub, and hates movies that require all of his attention.
What was this guy's name again?
Spencer Williams.
Yeah, a financial crimes analyst. Definitely want to get on this guy's bad side. Does that mean he works kind of like IRS type stuff?
Yeah, or auditing probably.
Auditing? Ooh.
Maybe for Fortune 500. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Okay. So, I mean, this at 25, I feel like that's actually a pretty solid job. Good looking guy. Got a turtleneck on in his, we've had some successful turtleneck wearing gentlemen in The Bachelorette. So that could be a good omen for Spencer here. Cleveland, Ohio. So, I mean, that's a, you know, Midwest blue collar town. I don't know. He loves snowball fights. I'm sure, you know, I feel like Cleveland actually is kind of like, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but kind of like Minneapolis, freezing cold in the winter, you know, something to talk about there. I don't know. I don't see him going too far. Again, based off nothing. Looks like, I bet he's a smart guy though and everything, but I think he's not, yeah, I think he's not going to make very good TV. So I got him going home early.
I think I'd put him in my top six.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'll take Spencer in the top six for Eric.
We'll be right back.
This one's interesting. I think this guy is going to be a wild card on the season.
Ooh, okay.
Martin, I'm going to butcher this last name, Jelpspin, 29, Miami, personal trainer, passionate and disciplined, very focused on his physique, hence Clay Harbor. He can do a backflip. Sounds
cool.
Like,
I mean, I wish I could do that. Yeah. Miami, Florida personal trainer. Right there to me, that's a red flag. I don't know this guy, but if you're a personal trainer in Miami, Florida, I feel like that's a bit of a red flag. Obviously, I could be completely wrong.
I can't tell if he dyed his hair. Is that like blonde or gray?
I think it's blonde. I think he's got the shaved like sides there, like indentions in his sides, a couple chains, a couple piercings on his face. I feel like he's going to be trouble. Obviously, I don't know that at all. He immigrated from Argentina when he was 10, so that's pretty cool. He's probably got an amazing story. I see him making it pretty far. I see him top 10, maybe even top 8.
They'll probably keep him around because he'll probably make
it. I think it'll be drama, but I think he's smooth. I don't know why, but I just look.
Well, Miami.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's a smooth guy. Now, that's not a bad thing. That is, you know, I think smooth guys can be good guys. Mm-hmm. But I think he might rub some of the guys the wrong way. But I still think I'm going to make it far, 10 or 8, maybe even top 8.
Good call. I should be writing down these predictions.
We'll go back to this.
Alec Thompson, 29, Forest, Virginia, former college football player. Definitely a male model. All of his IG speaks that.
Did you actually look at his IG?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot these guys are public now.
Yeah, as well as plays a guitar. Shocking.
We always have to have one.
You always have to have one.
When you say that, so honestly, the best part about this is, you know, you talked about like it looks like he's a model because it's Instagram. I thought when Tyler Cameron came out, I thought he was the biggest douche in the world before the season started because I looked at his Instagram and it was all of him half naked posing. There was one with his volleyball above his head. And I was like, this guy sucks. Good looking, but sucks. But I was wrong about Tyler. Tyler's a pretty normal dude, actually. So I don't want to like jump on that with Alec, but that's just usually the vibes I get when you have so many professional male model photos on your Instagram. I usually think that we won't get along, but I could be wrong. But obviously good looking guy, clearly got a good physique, athlete, like we talked about. I don't see it, man. I see him going home early. I'm calling another night winner for Alec.
I think I could see him going like tops. Yeah, 7, 8-ish.
Ooh, okay.
Wow, night one-er. That's harsh.
Yeah, I'm going night one-er now. Like,
all right. So Peter Izzo, 26, Belmore, New York, who now lives in Florida. Family owns a pizzeria.
He's ready to find his person, built his culinary empire. So he's a cook, which is pretty cool. Pizzapreneur. I love that.
Yeah, I see that. Pizzapreneur.
So he's passionate. Honestly, I think Michelle will be attracted to people who are passionate about what they do and obviously passionate about her. He seems very passionate about what he does. He's in the family business, which I'm sure pretty attractive to her. Good looking guy. Also, I get a smooth vibe from him. I think he's gonna make it far, guys. I think Peter's gonna make it far. I'm saying top 6 for Peter. And he loves wine. Pizza and wine guy, I see him going far. Peter to the final 6.
Yeah, I could see him going, yeah, top 5.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, and I think Michelle talks about how much she likes food too. I think she's talked about that in the past. He's got great eyes. Great eyes, nice blue eyes. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to hometowns, baby. That's my first hometown prediction. I'm going Peter to hometowns.
There we go. Joe Coleman, 28, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, her hometown.
Oh, we got a hometowner.
Yeah, I could see this guy going pretty far.
Same. I didn't even know he was coming up next. I'm going hometowns for Joe.
He played basketball at Minnesota. Loves snacks and hates spiders.
So this guy's also tall as fuck. Like, I feel like this is going to be by far the tallest group of contestants we've had, the tallest cast we've ever had. From Minneapolis, this guy could go far. I think he's good looking. Yeah, I see Joe going far. It says he's a little introverted. Obviously, big basketball guy. She's a big basketball. Minnesota. Oh, they don't even have to move out of town. We're in the same city. I got Joe going far, guys. I might even pick Joe F2, F3, guys. Danny Kusui Joe, FS Joe.
Is that a good or a bad thing, though? Like, if you meet someone from the same city on your season?
Interesting question. Because
there might be some skeletons or mutual things in that closet that you may not want to know, right?
Ooh, I didn't even think about it. They're even the same age, damn near. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. Maybe he's brought on for a little drama because there is some mutual friends there. I don't know. I still see him going far. I see him fantasy suites. I see Joe going to fantasy suites. Real estate developer is a phenomenal job. So I see him still going to fantasy suites, even if they have some mutual friends.
This is just a weird one. Clayton Eckerd, your next bachelor.
I'm thinking he's pretty good. I think he's going to get a lot of screen time, guys.
28, former NFL player, now medical device sales rep from Eureka, Missouri, has a rapping alter ego, Clay-Do. And wants to own gyms. Shocking. Because this dude looks like Adonis.
Dude, huge. Again, another giant ex-athlete. Huge. I'm really interested in Clay-Do. I'm interested to see, because that clearly is something.
I hope he drops bars on this season.
That clearly is something that comes up. Otherwise, they wouldn't say it. So Clay-Do is dropping bars. Now, is that going to be cringy AF? Probably. I mean, I'm 99% sure that's going to be cringe. Or maybe he's really good. What if he is really good, dude? What if he's just like an amazing rapper? Yeah. Like, that'd be actually incredible.
He comes out spitting like Jelly Roll and Colt Ford.
Yeah, that's a good one. Listen, he seems very hunky-dory, you know, Columbia, Midwest, happy-go-lucky guy. Medical sales rep, guess what? He will never have to sell medical equipment again because he is your new bachelor. Yeah. So they should just say that instead of medical sales rep. Should just say the bachelor.
Yeah.
That'd be actually awesome.
Who might end up with Gabby, your and Dean's ex.
Yeah, ends up with Gabby. Tell you what, right now, I haven't even done it. I did this on accident, but I predicted three of the final four right now. I'm thinking it's obvious. I think Clayton's making hometowns. We're going to meet his family. He's the bachelor.
I mean, he has to go top three or four, right? Being the next bachelor.
Top four for sure. Well, especially this season where we need a lot of them to watch this season because the season starts immediately. So I'm thinking, final four. So right now I already have Clayton, Joe, and who else did I say?
Clayton, Joe, Peter.
Was
it Peter?
Clayton, yeah. Joe, and Peter right now in the final four is who I have right now without even, like, that's crazy. I haven't even looked at the other guys. But yeah, obviously I think Clayton's final four.
And last but not least here that I picked out of the bunch, Nate. Yeah, and I'm going to butcher this last name too. Alukoya?
Nate Alukoya.
I think that might be a decent attempt at that.
Another Austin, Texas, man.
Well, originally, 27 from Winnipeg, Manitoba, though. He's Canadian. He stands at 6'8".
Jeez, man.
And is a horrible dancer.
I love that he can admit that. And he likes edible arrangements.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas, 6'8", man. So
obviously he has to have played some ball somewhere.
Yeah, he's a hooper for sure. It says, you know, he wants to be with a lot of swagger, which Michelle is probably the swaggiest bachelorette we've ever had.
Oh, by far.
Dude, I see this guy going far too, man.
I mean, even the pictures I've seen of Nate, he does have some swag too. He can dress. Yeah. He does have some drip.
He looks like he's got some swag. I mean, he's got a chest tattoo, two piercings, maybe more. Gosh, he might be Final Four too. I can't believe I'm predicting the Final Four right now. Not the show even started. I might come back to that after we watch the first episode because I want to at least meet the guys. But I see him going far, man. I think all of her guys are going to be over like 6'5" in the Final Four. All past athletes, a little swag, and I see Nate with that too. So I'm going him in the Final Four too. Damn. We're going to have to come back to this, see if I was even close to right. But I got those four right now. Yeah, Nate, I see him going far, man. She's going to like him.
Yeah, there's some other guys here too. Like, obviously, we didn't cover half the cast. So, I mean, there's going to be sleepers here too somewhere.
Of course. I'm just going to run through. I mean, like I said, it's an older cast, guys, for the most part. We got a 38, a 36, a lot of 30s, which I think is pretty cool. How old is Michelle? At 28. She's the exact same age as Joe from Minneapolis. So they definitely have to have some mutual friends. Yeah, I mean, just from looking at, dude, Chris G here looks a lot like Michael A. That's kind of funny. Dude, Creek Garrett, good let ahead of Stu from Salt Lake City.
I mean, this Rick fella, good looking gentleman.
Yeah, Rick's good, yeah.
Another medical sales rep.
No, and I like a lot of diversity, which obviously is great.
Yeah.
With Michelle being the bachelorette, so a lot of diversity here.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Jamie here, he looks like he's wearing from San Diego. What does it say he is?
And I do got to give shout out to the big boy, Brian, because it's like, finally they picked a thick boy.
Yeah, he is thick. He is thick. That's true. Well, so maybe we'll get some body diversity this season. Instead of a bunch of jacked, ripped up dudes, maybe we'll get some body diversity.
Yeah, let's see the dad bods.
Yeah.
Like
dad bods in here.
Let's see some real men.
Real quick, this guy, Jamie's a biotech CEO. From San Diego.
Big money.
I don't know what that means. Like, if you're CEO of anything, that's pretty good. So we'll see.
There's another firefighter in there, PJ.
Another firefighter, okay.
From Houston.
And honestly, their picks aren't great. Like, I don't think, you know, we're going to, obviously, like, if you look at their Instagram stuff, they're going to look better.
Yeah, when you say picks, not ABCs, but you're talking about the headshots, right?
The headshots. Headshots. Okay. Nobody looks good in the headshots. So, guys, go creep their Instagrams. You're going to get a better idea of what they have. Obviously, wait to see. But, I mean, nobody looks good in my season.
The headshots are the worst ever.
Jason looked terrible. Jason looked horrible in his headshot. Look at that man now. So, yeah, don't judge somebody by their headshots because they're freaking awkward and weird. But I'm excited. I'm excited for this season. I love Michelle. She's one of the more, like I said, swaggiest bachelorettes we've ever had. She's super outgoing. She's funny. She laughs at herself. I think that is key in a bachelorette.
Just her personality, what she wants to use her platform for. Like,
yeah,
she's going to be one that changes the world and does some great things.
I'm excited for her season. So,
and this is the first time we've done this kind of like preview to a season. So bear with us if this is horrible.
I could be completely terrible at my predictions as well. We'll see, I guess. But yeah, starts next week. So we'll see you guys next week. Let's start with Michelle's season.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.